What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 415. In this episode, I'll discuss questions 6, 7, and 8 of a recent survey of intensive care professionals about clinically relevant pharmacokinetic knowledge on antibiotic dosing. This is part 2 of a 3-part series that began with episode 414. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode415. The survey that we are discussing was published in May 2019 in the journal Critical Care. It was titled Clinically Relevant Pharmacokinetic Knowledge on Antibiotic Dosing Among Intensive Care Professionals is Insufficient, a Cross-Sectional Study. The lead author was Lucas M. Florin. Question 6 listed 4 antibiotics: vancomycin, ceftriaxone, meropenem, and ciprofloxacin. Respondents were asked which treatment goal is most relevant for these antibiotics. There are 3 different treatment goals for antibiotics in general: peak to MIC or concentration dependent, time spent above MIC or time dependent, or a combination of the two referred to as the 24-hour AUC-MIC ratio. Vancomycin and ciprofloxacin have goals that are related to the AUC-MIC ratio, while ceftriaxone and meropenem have a treatment goal of time spent above the minimum inhibitory concentration. This knowledge is clinically important because it can be used to decide the best way to adjust antibiotic doses when clearance is reduced. For antibiotics with time-dependent treatment goals, increase the interval between doses when clearance is reduced. And for those with AUC-MIC goals, either the dose can be reduced or the dosing interval increased. However, lowering the dose does produce the smallest decrease in AUC and may be preferred for efficacy reasons. Question 7 presented the same 4 antibiotics and asked, how are these antibiotics cleared? Vancomycin and meropenem undergo primarily renal elimination, while ceftriaxone and ciprofloxacin are eliminated renally and via the liver, bile, and feces. Knowledge of the method of elimination helps determine when a dose adjustment should be considered. And question 8 presented a list of 5 conditions and asked, what are risk factors for augmented renal clearance? The conditions and the answers were cardiac arrest, which is false, it's not a risk factor for augmented renal clearance; prolonged ICU admission, also false; advanced age, also false; multiple trauma, which is true, that is a risk factor for augmented renal clearance; and limited comorbidities, that's also true. For more information on augmented renal clearance and its clinical relevance, check out episode 47. And members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to my in-depth practical training on augmented renal clearance, which covers 2 different scoring systems and the known dose adjustments for all classes of antibiotics. For immediate access to this and over 80 other practical trainings, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.